Okay, today's daf is Kuf Hei. We're going to start at the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amabet at the Mishnah. And we'll finish until the next Mishnah. It's nice, concise daf. Works that way well. Okay, refuah to the mode for the week. Orli Pnina bat Rachel Frida, Yelmirin bat Chaya, Daphna Chaya bat Sarai, Lana Mir bat Dina, Chana Michal bat Frida Hinda, Chana Leah bat Fredel, David Avram bin Miriam, Rafael Moshe bin Malka, Liloy Nishmat, Yosef bin Tzvi HaKoyim bin Rachel, Ozap Ram Shimon bin Eliezer, Halevi Bechana, Moshe Chaim bin Ahuva. Okay, we saw in the previous Mishnah about if you sell something, the difference between mocher midah b'chevel, if you say, I'm giving you the exact measurement, and then clearly you mean the exact measurement, and any kind of differentiation you'd have to, any variance you'd have to fix. Then we said, hein cheser, hein yeter, if you say basically give or take, then we're going to allow some sort of margin of error, and if it's a little more or a little less, right, then we got into which measurements, the rova for a betzeah, rova kav for a betzeah, then we're going to basically include that within whatever the sale is. The sale's going to be good, even including the little minor difference. But what if you say, and this is going to be an exact, or basically almost exact copy of a sugya we've seen already in Baba Metzia, which is, I believe we've seen it actually in a few other places, if I remember, but what if you say midah b'chevel ani mocher lecha? Okay, I'm starting with the Mishnah. Hein chaser, hein yeter. Okay. So now you say both the statements, exact measurements, give or take. Okay. So what did you mean when you said that? So what do we say here? Batel hein chaser, hein yeter midah b'chevel. The hein chaser, hein yeter cancels out the midah b'cheva. Okay, it's basically like saying tfos l'shon acharon, which now if you remember, we've seen that, right? Which means we go by the last thing you say. If you said two things that seem to contradict each other, whatever you said at the end, clearly you were correcting yourself what you said in the beginning. So therefore, when you said midah b'cheva l'ani mocher l'cha, and then you said hein chaser hein yeter, clearly you were saying, well, give or take. I don't mean exactly. Even though you said exactly, but you changed your mind. If you say it in the reverse, hein chaser hein yeter midah b'chevel, you say give or take, exactly measured by rope, then batel midah b'chevel hein chaser hein yeter. The midah b'chevel cancels out the hein chaser hein yeter. Now, the Mishnah ends in a very strange way, which is divrei ben nanas. Okay, why does it end in a strange way? Because generally, if we have a machloket, the Mishnah will say divrei ben nanas, and then it will say b'chachamim omrim, blah, 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 right? And they disagree. So, or it's just kind of said stam because that's the main opinion. So this is a strange case because it says it's just divrei ben nanas, and then it doesn't tell us who disagrees with him and what they say, etc. So the Gemara is going to basically deal with that. Okay, so we now say, according to ben nanas, we basically say tfos l'shon acharon. Okay? Tfos l'shon acharon. We go by the last thing you said. Obviously, you were correcting what you said previously. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mama, Amar Rav. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mama says now in the name of Rav, Cholkim alav chaverav al ben nanas. Okay? His friends disagree with him. Okay, now, it's unclear what they say, although it seems pretty clear to the Mefarshim, and I guess based on the way the Gemara continues. So we can look already in the Rashbam and see, before we move on, Dilidituhu have mamon hamutal b'safek v'cholkim. Right? We go back to our classic, right? Mamana mutalba safek, if we don't know what to do with it, we split it 50-50. So in this case, this is a classic case according to Rav, okay, Rabbi Abba Bar Mama is saying in the name of Rav, this is a classic case of mamon that we don't know what to do with, right? So what do we say? We split 50-50. Okay, so if they went over, then the mocher gets back 50% of what they went over, and if they go under, then the mocher gets back. Then the mocher has to give another 50% more. You know, make up the difference only in 50%. So now the Gemara says, "My kamash malan. Why did Rabbi Ben need to tell us this? We already know this. That this is their opinion. How do we know this? Tanina. It says in a. Is it a Mishnah? It says it's a Mishnah. Okay." So it's a Mishnah in Baba Metzia. This is where we saw this case. Ma'aseh b'tzipori be'echad she'sachar merchatz mechavero b'shneimasar zuvim l'shana. Dinar zahav l'chodesh. Okay, if you remember this, what happened? It was a case in Tzipori. Somebody rents a beit merchatz from his friend for 12 zehuvim a year. And then right, which is 12 dinarim. But he says for 12 dinarim a year, dinar zahav lechodesh, one dinar per month. Now, what was the issue in those days? So toward the end of the year, the rabbis would decide every year based on the moon and where the moon and the sun cycle were coinciding, and whether we were going to get to Pesach in the Chodesh HaAviv or what's going to still be winter. They would decide to add on an extra year. So let's say you say it's going to be for a year, but it turns out there's 13 months. And here you said 12 dinarim a year, but then you added dinar zahav l'chodesh, right? So why did you add that dinar zahav l'chodesh? What did you mean by that? Well, you're trying to say, I didn't mean 12 zehuvim a year. I meant per month, right? That therefore I would get the extra, I would get the, my point is in saying that in case there's a leap year, I want to make sure I set this out by month, right? Alternatively, what could you be saying? You could be saying, I want to, okay, now if you remember we learned, ein schirut ela levas, ein schirut mishtalemet ela levasof. You generally would pay, right? Not the way we do it nowadays. You rent a place, they make sure to get postdated checks or some, 3 months in advance or 6 months in advance, depending on the landlord. But in those days, you would pay the schirut at the very end. So it's very possible that what he's saying is, dinar zahav l'chodesh, he's saying, I want to get paid every month. Okay? And the Maharsha may even add that it could be he's even saying, not only do I want to get paid per month, but the way we have in we always have an out clause that if I want to cancel the agreement, I can do it on a monthly basis. I can basically do it at the end of the month. So I could say, the end of the month, at the end of that month, oh, you know what? I don't want to rent to you anymore. I told you, dinar zahav l'chodesh, I did it by month. So it could be that he just means to say that, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the leap year, that he really meant that this is the price for the year, whether there's 13 months or 12 months. Or maybe he realized after he said, but wait, if there's going to be a leap year, then I don't want to lose out that extra month's rent. And therefore, he adds that dinar zahav l'chodesh. So now what happened? The Bama Aser Lifnei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bilifnei Rabbi Yossi, Bamru, Yachloku et Chodesh Ha'ibur. Okay? They say since it could go both directions, either he was saying, right, I want a monthly payment system and having nothing to do with the Chodesh Ha'ibur, or he was saying, I want to get in addition the Chodesh Ha'ibur. Therefore, they say they split 50-50. Okay? Yachloku et Chodesh Ha'ibur. Okay. So now, where were we in the flow? So that matches clearly what Rav said, Chokim al Chaver al Ben Nanas. But now the question is, why did he even need to say that? If we know this Mishnah in Bava Metzia, because right, everybody knows the Mishnah in Bava Metzia. If we know the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, then there's no reason for Rabbi Avraham Amramel to tell, in the name of Rav, to tell us that Chokim al Chaver al Ben Nanas. Everybody knows that. So now they have to say what's going to be the distinction between the two cases where we might not have necessarily assumed that one could learn from one to the other. So they say, Ime hatam, hava amina, hatam hu, di'ika lememar, mehadar kahadar be. Di'ika lememar, perusha kamefarish. Dafka, in that case, there's two possibilities. Either he's changing his mind, right, and realizing, oh wait, there might be a Chodesh Ha'ibur, I better change my mind. That's the Mehadr Kamehadr Be, right? He's actually retracting his first statement or at least qualifying it and saying, well, I didn't mean exactly for the year. I meant if there's 12 months, but if there were 13 months, I clearly want an extra month's rent. Ve'ika lememar, alternatively, one could say, Perusha Kamefarish, that he was really just explaining that I want a monthly system, I want to get payments monthly, I want to have an out clause. Avalhacha, but in our case, where what's the difference between our case and that case? Those two statements don't actually contradict each other. One could actually be explaining the first. One could be saying, yes, I want 12 zuvim per year, but I want to get paid every month. Whereas in our case, if you say and you say hein chaser, hein yeter, they're clearly contradictory. So therefore, aval hacha devadai kahadar be, clearly he must be being chozerbo, emalo, you might have thought that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi, who said their yachloku, wouldn't necessarily say yachloku here. Therefore, kamashmalan, that's why Rav needed to tell us that their chokim also in our Mishnah. Okay, that's the first way of reading the chaverav, chokim alav chaverav of Ben Nanas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmua, zo divrei Ben Nanas, aval chachamim omrim, halach achar pachot shebelishonot. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel has a different understanding of the chaver, you know, whoever's arguing with Ben Nanas, he says Chachamim actually hold that halachachar pachot shel belshanon. Now, this is a very unclear statement what exactly this means. The basic understanding is what this means is that it means that whoever you go by, what the truth is, this is clear how they get to this. What are the mamon mutav safek holkim, right? What's the other option when you have safek mamono? What do you do? You say hamotzim chaver alav haraya. So pachot shebelishonot really doesn't match the words so well, but what they, most of them are first to explain is what it means is it means you go by whoever's muhzak. Whoever's muhzak in the land gets to keep it, okay? Or, and they basically say that it seems the case in the Mishnah is the buyer, the seller is the muhzak, and the buyer is the one who loses out. Okay, now it sort of depends. It's a little confusing. You can look at the Rashbam here. We'll look at it together. Halach achar pachot shel b'lashonot, achar oto lashon shemafchit kocho shel lokeach. That's how he understands it. We go by the lashon that weakens the strength of the lokeach. Dimsap gale each tfos lashon rishon. What's the suffix here? Do we say tfos what the guy said in the beginning? Oh, acharon. V'yad ha-mocher shehu muchzak b'karka shelo al ha'elyona. He says that the mocher is muchzak in the land, and therefore, he gets first rights to the land. Okay? And therefore, here he continues. Let's just read the whole thing. And therefore, ala el yonah. Okay? Hilkach, hecha da amarle mida bechevel, vehen chaser hen yeter. Chazina, im hotir kol shehu, if he gave any extra, lahachi amar mida bechevel, v'yachzir. In other words, what he's basically saying is like this. The seller, who's muchzak in the karka to begin with, wants to leave all his options open. He's the one who made the statement. So he says, if he says, hen chaser hen yeter, en mida b'cheva, he was saying it like this, so that if he gave too much, he would say, well, that's why I said mida b'cheva. I meant only exactly. And if, right, v'im pichet koshu, if he didn't give him enough, he said, oh, l'hach yamar hen chaser hen yeter. That's why I said give or take. Okay? Shaya yare, shem aliyah kam beit kor shalem v'igiyo. Okay, so basically, they're saying since the buyer is the one who made this statement, the seller is the one who made the statement, so the seller should be the one who has the upper hand. However, they say that if the sale already went through and the money was paid and the buyer already has the land in his property, then it could be, according to this, the tables would turn. And basically, he would be the one who has the upper hand. So it's a little unclear. I read a commentary that says pachot shebelishonot is the shorter of the phrases, which seems a little crazy, right? That seems like a more literal translation, right? It means something totally different. Not okay.
More like the lesser off.
Right, the lesser off. Right, the one who has less power, control, the one who's,
yeah, I'll give you the
who's not muhzak.
I'll give you the lesser off, either the precise measurement or the. It's like putting in a contract today, you'll get the lesser offer, the precise measurement or the
okay, so that it sides with me, whatever it is. Either, right, yafet. Okay, that could be another good explanation. So basically they say it's the buyer who loses out, unless, like I said, some of them first say that once the tables turn and everything's finally in his control, right, and he's paid the money and he's got the land, then it could be the tables will turn and he'll have more control. Okay, so now we basically have three options now. We have Ben Nanas, who says Tfos Lashon Acharon. We have Rav, who says that the Chaverim Shel Ben Nanas, the people who are Cholek on Ben Nanas, say Cholkim, split 50-50, and that's based on Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi in the Merchatz case, the rental. And then we have Shmuel, who says the Chachamim say Hamotzim Echaveru Alav Haraya, basically. Whoever has and really, in other words, the seller has the upper hand. Now, if you notice, okay, pay close attention. When Rav said this statement, or Abba Bar Mamal said in the name of Rav, what did he say? Cholkim Alav Chaverav Al Benanas. Right? He just said the people disagree, right? His friends disagree with him. But Shmuel says this, Zo divrei ben nanas, aval chachamim omrim halach achar pachot shel belashonot. Now, what's the difference between the two statements? Shmuel seems to be clearly saying, this is only ben nanas' opinion, but chachamim, which is obviously the majority, we always hold by the majority, disagree with him. Now, that's a different wording than the way Rav said it. Rav just said, there happens to be another opinion here. doesn't say, he says chaverav, he doesn't exactly say all the chachamim, maybe it's more people than Benanis, but it's not clear exactly who the chaverav are, and that we necessarily disagree with him. But Shmuel is clearly saying, but chachamim say, meaning we don't really hold by this Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to now question this. Gemara is going to say, Zo velo sfirale, right? It sounds like Shmuel saying, this is Dibrei Ben Anas, but we don't hold like him. Like he's being dismissive of his opinion. So how could that be? Veha, Rabbi Shmuel, we're basically today, we're comparing all different cases where we have two Lishonot that seem to be different, either contradicting or just somewhat different, or would lead to different halachic conclusions. So we're bringing all these cases and we're comparing them. Another case that we've already learned, Rabbi Shmuel damar travayu, Kor b'shloshim ani mocher lecha. Remember, if I'm selling you a kor for 30, right, and this kor is 30 se'ah, right, I'm selling it to you for 30, let's say dinarim, I'm not sure what the currency was there. Yachol lachzor bo, afilu b'se'ah chrona. If he starts measuring out every kor, right, he measures kor by kor by kor, se'ah b'se'ah, sorry, every se'ah he measures individually, and he gets up to the 29th one, and the guy says, oh, you know what, I don't want to sell it to you, or I don't want to buy it from you, and, right, it could be chozor bo. Kor b'shloshim se'ah b'se'ah ani mocher lecha. But if you say, I'm selling you a kor for shloshim, but I'm selling you each se'ah for a se'la, right? Right, so it's 30 sla'im. So now, ani mocher lecha, so what do we say? Rishon, rishon, kana. Each one, he measures it out, is already acquired to the buyer. Remember we said maybe it's in the buyer's utensils, right? So that he's acquiring it at that point. So therefore, what do you see here? He holds Shvos Lashon Acharon. So how could he disagree with Ben Nanas? Right? If Shmuel's saying, here he's saying Shvos Lashon Acharon. We go by the fact that he said Se'ah B'Sela. Okay? So what do we say then? So Zo Usvirale. So it must be that Shmuel actually does hold like Ben Nanas. Okay? Don't worry, we're going to contradict this soon. Okay? But at this point, we think that Shmuel holds like Ben Nanas. Based on this, right, that we go by the Se'ah B'Sela. So then they say, wait a minute, umisfirale? Could that really be that Shmuel holds? And first we said, could it really be he disagrees with Benanas? Here's a case that shows he holds like Benanas, where he says Tfos Lashon Acharon. But now we have another case where it seems like he disagrees with Benanas. What's the case? V'hamar Shmuel. Okay, now Shmuel's talking about the Merchatz case. Now remember the Merchatz case from Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi said, we split it 50-50. So comes Shmuel and he says about that case, V'hamar Shmuel, we were talking about when do we say cholkin? If in the middle of the month the guy comes to collect his rent and says, hey, you owe me rent, and the guy says, what are you talking about? I gave you your 12 zuvim l'shana, or you know, I only owe you 12 zuvim. And the guy says, no, I said, right, I had already told you, dinar zahav l'chodesh, and they have an argument, and because it's unclear what he said, we split a 50-50. Aval, but if he comes in the beginning of the month before the guy lives in the place, who's the muhzak in this case? The landlord. And he could say, fine, you don't want to pay me, get out, right? Don't live here for the month. So b'tchilat ha'chodesh kulo lamaskir. B'sof ha'chodesh, after he's already lived there for the month, kulo lasochir, he doesn't have to pay a cent. Okay? Because according to Shmuel, what this perfectly matches, what we said that Shmuel says, Chachamim disagree and hold Hamotzim Chavero Alav Haraya. So only in the middle of the month does he think that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi say Cholkin. But not if it's the beginning or the end of the month. The beginning of the month, right? Hamotzim Chavero Alav Haraya, the Maskir would have the right. And according to the end of the month, after he's already lived there, the renter would be able to get what he wanted, and unless the Maskir, the landlord, could prove it, and obviously he can't prove what he meant then. So therefore, can't be that Shmuel holds like Benanas, okay? Because he doesn't say there, Tfos Lashon Acharon. So what do we say? We're back to now what we thought originally, which matches also the wording of how he made his statement. Ela la'olam zo v'lo sfirale. Okay, it must be that he really doesn't hold like Benanas. V'hatam tam amai. So then the question is, you have to go back to which case? The Se'ah B'Sela. Why in the Se'ah B'Sela case does he say that we go by the Se'ah B'Sela and not Shloshim, the Kor B'Shloshim? Why don't we say, right, if he says Se'ah B'Sela, and we don't say Tfos Lashon Acharon, we say Amotzim Chaver Olav Haraya, then why don't we say that why does he allow the buyer to say oh, I already acquired it. You know, it's already in my possession, even though, right, it's not really. So now what do we say? That's exactly why, because what happened in that case? Hatam tama mai mishum ditafis. The reason the buyer wins out in that case is not because we go by the se'a b'sela. It's not because of tfos l'shon achron. It's because he was already muchzak. He already had assuming, let's say, he put it in the buyer's kelim, so the stuff was already in the buyer's kelim. At that point, he was tofes. Once you're tofes, so you have all the rights, right? Hamotzi mechavero ala paraya. Okay, so therefore, since he was tofes, it works. Hachanami hatapis. Okay, so, one second. Right, sorry. The hatam tam amai is referring to the merchatz case. In the merchatz case, why does it work when we were in the middle of the month, right? Because he was already tofes, right? He already lived there. So also here, we say he was already tofes. He already got it. And that's why it works. But it has nothing to do with tfos l'shon acharon. Okay? It has to do with if you're tofes, that's why you get it, because ha'motzi mechavero lav haraya. Okay. So now that was Shmuel. Okay? Now we're flipping back to Rav. Amar Rav Huna, Amrei Bei Rav. Okay, so now I just want to point out the structure. We started with Rav Avraham Ramah saying in the name of Rav that this isn't, right, Benanas is one opinion, but his Chaverim say, right, according to Rav, the Chaverim say Holkim. According to Shmuel, right, the Chachamim say Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya, basically, okay, which we, right, that's how we explain this Halacha Pachot Shebelishono. And now, well, then we had this whole dealing with Shmuel, that clearly Shmuel disagrees with Benanas. He doesn't hold like him. Rav, we didn't really say what he thinks, right? We said, we kind of left it. We just said that he says that the people who disagree with Benanas say Cholkin, but it's not clear what Rav says. So now, Amar Rav Huna, Amrei Bei Rav, in the house of Rav, they said, Istira Me'amai, okay, and Istira is 96 prutot of Nechoshet. Me'amai is 100 prutot of nechoshet. So if you say, so now there's a debate what the case is. Either you say, I'm selling you something for an istira, for me'amai. Okay, again, you're saying this, right? Two different things. You're saying 96 cents or 100 cents, right? Or somebody said it could be someone on his, there's some of them freshmen who say, it's someone on his deathbed who's saying that I owe somebody this amount of money. Okay, and then you don't know what he meant. So if you say Istira, so now this is Rav, okay, remember that. If you say Istira me'amai, what do we say it means? Me'amai. If you say me'amai Istira, then it means Istira, which obviously means that he holds tfos l'shon acharon and he agrees with Benana. So even though he said Chavera cholkim alav and say cholkim, right, he holds me'amai. He holds tfos l'shon acharon. So now they say, wait a minute. If Rav Huna is coming here to tell us that Rav holds tfos l'shon acharon, he doesn't need to tell us this. We know this from some other places, the exact same thing we had in the beginning, right? Why are you saying it in two places? Mai kamashbalan, tfos l'shon acharon, ha-amarav ha-dezimna. Rav already said this in another case. To Amarav. Okay, now we go back to the Beit HaMerchatz case. So, remember what happened in the Beit HaMerchatz case. We had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the case came before them, and they said Yachloku at Chodesh HaYibur. Shmuel comes and says about that case, they were only talking about the middle of the month, because in the beginning of the month or the end of the month, it would be clear, right? Motzim Chaver Olav Haraya. What did Rav say about that case? I have a hatam, if I was there at the time when they had this case, have a Yahivne Kulo Lamaskir, I would have given everything to the maskir. Now, why would you give everything to the maskir? Again, because of tfos l'shon acharon. What's tfos l'shon acharon in this case? He says 12 zehuvim a year, but then he says, every month a dinar, right? So therefore, if he said every month, we must be say tfos l'shon acharon, the maskir gets everything. So he basically disagrees from Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi and aligns with Benanas. So now the question is, if Rav himself said that, why did Rav Huna need to tell us that in the Istira Me'amai case, we hold Me'amai, and in my Me'amai Istira, we hold Istira, which is basically the exact same thing? So why would you have to say that? So now there's a bit of a problem with the gear. So you can see there's quotations, there's parentheses here. The question is whether you say this or not. We'll skip it right now because I'm not going to get into all the details, but there's some people who think he's comparing different cases, okay? But and the way you read that, it kind of leans us against saying what the pshat seems to be. So we'll skip the words for right now. And we say, Mal detema perushe kamifarish, kamashmalan. You might have thought what? That he's explaining, wait, now I have to remember with all the different opinions what we say here. Mal detema, right? Right, we don't give, right, the kula, again, it's a matter of which cases you're comparing. But you might have thought if you just had his comment on, how did our Gemara flow, and that's why it makes more sense to say like this. The Gemara ended with saying, why did you need to bring the case, our case of the Mea Istra case, if you already knew what he said about the Beit HaMarachatz? So therefore they say, you might have thought if you just had the Beit HaMarachatz case, that what was he doing? He was explaining, remember we said this before, that that case can be understood as these statements are not exactly contradicting each other. One is just explaining the other. He says, I want 12 zuvim a year, and I want to get it, right? I want to get one per month, right? I want you to pay me every month a dinar, okay? And I also want a way to get out if I want to cancel the agreement. So since you could say that there, you might have said, that's why there we hold by the second one, because the second one is just explaining the first one, right? And then, you would have to say, kulela maskir in that case, right? That's why he would say kulela maskir. But in our case, well, what's our case now? Our case is not the case of the Bemna's case. The case is the Me Istre Mai, where they actually contradict each other. Then you might have thought maybe the halacha is different. Okay, and that's why Rav Huna needs to tell you, really, he holds across the board, Tfos Lashon Achron. And that matches his opinions over there. Before we finish, I just want to point out one thing. There's an issue here because, if you notice, so Rav and Shmuel seem to be saying totally different things, right? Shmuel seems to be saying, Amasim Chaber Ala Varaya, and Rav seems to be agreeing that Tfos Lashon Achron. But if you noticed, in the Kor B'Shloshim, Ani Mocher Lecha, right? It says, look back, okay, it's about eight lines from the bottom of Kuf Hamad Aleph. V'ha Rav Shmuel de Amrei Travayu, Kor B'Shloshim Ani Mocher Lecha, Yechol Lachzor Bo, Afilu B'Se'a Achrona. Right? Kor B'Shloshim Se'a B'Sel Ani Mocher Lecha, Rishon Kana. They seem to agree. So how can you say they agree? So you say very simply, they agree there, but they don't agree for the same reason. Mm-hmm. You understand? So let's go through it, and then it'll be good Chazara for you. Rav says, Tfos Lashon Acharon. And that's why Rishon Kana. If you said Se'ah B'Sela, then every time you buy a Se'ah, the deal is done, right? Each one is viewed independently because we say Tfos Lashon Acharon. Shmuel says there, what's the reason? Because after he measures out each Se'ah, you're already Tofes. You're already, okay? And therefore, Mosim Chaver Ola Paraya. So it's Yafeh there, right? Because when you learn it, right, you think, oh, there, Rav and Shmuel were together as if they must agree. But clearly, they don't agree. So it's Yafeh to see. Some people sometimes say the same thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they said it for the same reason.